It's Jeff Peel here at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. I'm with Steve Gleave, who's VP Marketing at Metaswitch. Steve, we were talking about how the show was obsessed with Android and iPhone and Windows 7 mobile now. So it's all about data apps and so on, but sometimes we forget the killer app, which is voice. That's Metaswitch's legacy, isn't it? Tell us a little bit more about your strategy.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Jeff, and thanks very much. It's certainly our legacy. We're a company that spent the last 10 years helping incumbent voice operators in the US compete. We've established a track record of over 600 customers now. We basically sit within the network. It's a two-part strategy. One is to build infrastructure products which help their networks evolve to IP. And the second part is to deliver a suite of applications that allow them to deliver competitive services, largely to consumers, wireline VoIP, and also to business customers. The reason we're at the wireless show is that we look at incumbent wireless operators and realize that these guys are up against a very similar challenge right now, which is, as you've already sort of touched on, you come to the show and there's a complete fascination with smarter and smarter endpoints and more applications that are going to help revolutionize the voice experience. And it's fascinating for me as a somewhat technically proficient person, being here in a well-developed country, picking up my very intelligent smartphone and not actually sure how to make a voice call home. I could do it in one of about four ways. I'm really not sure which one is going to be the most cost-efficient way, whether I'm actually using an all-data plan or whether voice is still getting routed over my minutes. Not sure if I'm getting charged roaming. And so it's fascinating to me to come all of this way and then just not be able to pick up the same phone that I depend on to make calls potentially at home and use that. And also that phone should be able to handle both my business calls and my consumer calls. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how smart my phone is, voice is the only truly ubiquitous application on any cell phone around the world. And what Metaswitch is doing is we're helping service providers deliver a suite of compelling voice services that allow me to take that voice, that allow me to take that phone, use it on Wi-Fi, use it on 3G, use it for business, use it for pleasure. Effectively compete with over-the-top services, but build that suite of voice applications around my existing wireless number, still the same number that I use, and to allow me to, as a service provider, compete with OTT, something that we call actually waging a war on attrition, being a combination of both OTT threat and the attrition of customers who otherwise may just go to a data plan and put applications on top of it.
So there's an awful lot of bloat in terms of data apps out there as well. Do you think that perhaps your initiative in terms of getting the operators to think about their core product is one that's going to gain momentum?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah, I think it's really easy for everybody to view this as the tail wagging the dog. So I've got a new data app, and my service provider better hurry up and offer me more data so I can give away this free app to more people. It's a very strange business model to look at it that way. And if I, as a service provider, am obsessed with just getting beyond HSPA, HSPA Plus, LTE, LTE Advanced, just got to go, more data, then I'm not quite sure how that business model works out for anybody at the end of the day. What we see is a combination of effectively giving a new dimension, new life to the voice call, extending the opportunities for wireless operators to get beyond just selling minutes to consumers, but delivering a complete business service, for example, to enterprise customers. But actually finding a happy medium of where there's opportunity, clearly, for integrated applications to use the data pipe. But there's also a need to understand the voice switching network to put voice calls where they should be and integrate those voice calls with data services, whether it's a mashup with well-known social sites or whether it's just helping a mobile operator offer the exact equivalent of an OTT service, but in a way that I, as a subscriber, will understand. So I think there's a combination of things here. You need data. Data can enhance the call. But data doesn't replace everything that a phone company's done for 120 years, not overnight, and not with an application from a company that you've never heard of and might not be here tomorrow.
I'm springing this question on you, and it's nothing at all to do with your business, but just generally in terms of the show, what do you think are the big buzz topics at this particular Mobile World Congress?
Yeah, I think it's actually, there's three that everybody seems to hit on, two of which we've touched on already, which is new applications and new end devices. You see people with 3D smartphones now. Sounds great. I'm not sure how I live without that so far. And a lot of people are talking about the bandwidth crush. And Metaswitch isn't actually a company that resolves a bandwidth crush. We don't do RAN optimization or anything that can get more people onto the network.